Okay.
By the
Chair Stewart,
is that Anthony?
At 6 o'clock, I have my devices rolling, and the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the regularly scheduled meeting of the Morro Bay Planning Commission. It is Tuesday, June 1st, 2021, 6 o'clock, and we are holding this meeting via Zoom. We have a full quorum of commissioners, and we are called to order, and we'll start with a moment of silence. Okay, thank you. Next up, any planning commissioner announcements? Don't see anybody. Okay. And next we'll go to public comment period. This is for general comments for anything not on the agenda, or if you would like to comment on something that is on the agenda but you can't stay for it, you may now be put online. Anthony, do we have anybody in the queue?
Thank you, Chair Stewart. I do not see any raised hands in the queue.
Thank you. So then we will move along. I don't believe we have any presentations either. So we'll go to the consent calendar. We have three items: the current and advanced planning processing list, approval of minutes for March 2nd, and approval of minutes for March 16th. Any discussion on any of those items? Anybody want to pull anything?
Yes, Susan, this is Mike. I just wanted to tell you that I'll be abstaining since I was not on the Planning Commission from these two.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Do we have a motion to approve the consent calendar? Bill, you want to do it?
Please. I move to approve the consent calendar.
Perfect. And Jen, I saw your hand go up too. You want to be the second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Excellent. Thank you. And roll call vote, Scott?
Vice Chair Roshan?
Yes.
Commissioner Ford?
Yes.
Commissioner Ingrafia?
Yes.
Commissioner Rodriguez?
Staying.
Chairperson Stewart?
Yes.
Oh, motion passes 4-0-1.
Thank you. Next up, we have public hearings, and I believe Ms. Miramontes is our consultant on this one. 396 Hill Street in Morro Bay, a time extension.
Yes, I will share my screen.
Thank you.
Okay, can everybody see?
Yes.
All right. So this is a request for a time extension to a coastal development permit that was approved May 8th in 2017. It's for the new construction of a two-story duplex with one 2,212 square foot unit and one 2,426 square foot unit at 396 Hill Street. The permittee and the architect on the project is Scott Godfrey. So the approved development is the new construction of a duplex on a vacant lot. So as I mentioned before, it's one 2,212 square foot unit that has a 720 square foot garage and one 2,246 square foot unit with a 608 square foot garage. And the request is for the 1 year extension is required because there were two director authorized extensions in 2019 and 2020. The existing site is a vacant lot in the MCR R4 SP zone. This is a visual simulation of the project. It was there was a minor modification approved earlier this year, or in 2020, I apologize. And the there were some property ownership changes and COVID-19 happened. And so that is the reason that the project has not yet been built and why we are requesting the extension. This is the site plan for the project. It meets all of the setback requirements for the zone. This is the floor plan for the basement. It includes the Unit A garage, the Unit B garage, and some living space for Unit B. This is the floor plan for the first floor. It is pretty evenly split between Unit A and facing the street, and then Unit B in the back. This is the floor plan for the second floor. It includes mostly space for Unit A and then Unit B in the rear. And these are some of the elevations. Part of the reason the minor modification was required was because of the PG&E clearance that was needed from the pole. And so the design of the project was modified in order to allow for that clearance. And so that is shown here on the north elevation in the front. And then on the right, we have the rear elevation or the south. This is the west elevation. This is the east elevation, and it includes the two doors for the unit. And then this is the visual simulation for the project. We have one shot from the front, and then on the bottom is a view from the intersection of Hill and Sunset. And then here we have on the top a view from the bottom of Hill Street, looking up basically from Main Street. And then on the bottom, we have a midway shot in between Main and Hill Street. And the slope of the site kind of allows for the basement and the first floor, second floor without exceeding the height limitation. And so Mr. Godfrey has been in frequent contact with staff regarding timelines and the permit modification application. He has shown a good faith effort to comply with the original permit deadline. The construction and permit processing delays that were associated with the coronavirus pandemic are not uncommon, and staff seeks to work with applicants in order to move projects forward. So staff is in support of this request and recommends that the commission approve a one-year extension of Coastal Development Permit CPO 515 and Minor Use Permit UPO 455 by adopting Planning Commission Resolution 12-21.
Thanks, that was a great report. Does anybody have any questions for Abby or for Scott on this?
Quick question for Abby. Abby, you mentioned that Mr. Godfrey is the architect and the owner. Is that what you said?
The designer of on this project. There was a change from the original approval to now because originally the owner was going to rent out the properties and then or the property, and then when Mr. Godfrey bought it, he decided he wanted to live on the property and make some design changes.
Got it. And so it's a different architect in the changes than on the original submittal?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And Abby, this never came before a planning commission before the project itself. It was all administratively approved originally?
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Do we have any public comment, Anthony, on this?
Thank you, Chair Stewart. I do not see any hands raised, but I do see Scott Godfrey's name in the queue. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Godfrey, do you have any comments you'd like to make, or do you just want to be available to answer questions if there are any?
He has raised his hand. I'm going to go ahead and unmute him if that's
excellent. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, Scott, you are unmuted.
Sure. I just wanted to say that since purchasing the lot, nothing has changed. We intend to occupy this property in the Unit A, and my longtime architecture partner, Doug Lowe, who is also going to be the general contractor on the project, will be living in Unit B, and he's had a cottage on Beach Street for about 30 years up here and has other properties in town, and we both strive to do a very good job that complements the neighborhood on Hill Street, but we both intend this as our long-term retirement houses.
Great, that's really exciting for both of you. Hope you keep getting along, you're gonna be close neighbors.
Right.
That's fabulous. All right, anybody have any other comments or questions? All right. So to me, this seems like a real appropriate extension. I don't personally see any issues with it. So I would entertain a motion to, I guess, move the staff recommendations. Mike, you've got your hand up. And you need to unmute yourself, Mike.
There you go. Okay, and I was going to go ahead and make a motion to approve staff recommendation for the request for time extension on this development.
Great, thanks. Do I have a second? Joe?
Sure, I will second that.
Excellent. All right. Abby, I think you get to call the vote this time.
Right. Commissioner Rodriguez?
Yes.
Commissioner Ingraffia?
Yes.
Commissioner Ford?
Yes.
Vice Chair Roshan?
I wanted to say it's the most detailed telephone pole I've ever seen on a renderer. I was duly impressed. Yes.
And Chairperson Stewart?
Yes. Thank you.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you so much. That was quick and easy. Next up is new business, and we have nothing on my agenda, so we go on to unfinished business. The update from the Planning Commission Development Review Subcommittee.
Not a whole lot has changed since our last meeting.
Okay.
I have a little shorthanded at the moment with Cindy injuring her foot, so it's going to be that way for a little while. But we have made some progress on some of the things I mentioned last time. We are got the contract out for Centricity, who is going to be doing the moving us off city servers to the CityWorks online platform, which is basically hosted by Amazon Web Services. Got the signed contract back from them today, just waiting on some of their insurance information, and then we'll be able to start that process. They're also going to help us out with improvements to the web portal that allows us to accept applications electronically, both for planning and building. They're going to help us with that, and then they're going to develop a report for us so we can evaluate review times for applications. So that stuff's coming, and excited to have that happening and moving that forward. That's about the extent of where that's at. Maybe have a little bit of something extra to report maybe next time, given we'll have a delay between now and our next meeting because we won't have one on the 15th. We don't have any items for the agenda. You're muted, Susan.
I got it. Anybody have any questions for Scott? Not seeing anybody.
Did I hear you correctly, Scott, that you said there's no meeting on the 15th?
That's correct. So, we don't have any items.
Okay. I'm just writing. Okay.
I know. Put it on your calendar before you forget.
Yeah.
Great.
Susan, one quick question for Scott.
Sure. Of course.
Any progress on the tour? Have we heard anything on the battery storage tour?
Yeah. So we have... coming to council at our next meeting, an item that'll hopefully free up Vistra to start moving forward with their continued outreach on the project. I know they just, was that a meeting with the chamber that just happened, Susan?
Yes. Yeah.
Thought so. Okay, they were in town, a week or so ago, and met with some council members or the Vistra subcommittee, and expressed again during that meeting, I did anyway, the desire by at least some of the commissioners to maybe visit the Moss Landing site, maybe visit the the power plant site here, and they have a new primary contact person for the project, and they're going to be setting up dates and times for those types of things to happen. So
thanks, Scott.
Sure.
Yeah, I think anytime anybody can have any interaction with those folks and get some real answers and information, they're very happy to share. One of the guys has been in alternative energy sources for 40 years, which I was really impressed with. We don't always think that it's been around that long, but there's a lot of technology out there that's got a lot of legs under it. Boy, we're moving right along. Planning Commissioner comments or future agenda items? Nobody's got anything? Yes, Jen.
Okay. I have a question about at the beginning of the meeting when you ask if we have any announcements, is that just like anything you want to talk about as far as like community events coming up or anything like that? Or no one's really ever doing that. So I'm just curious what that means for Planning Commission, because, you know,
right. In the past, when we actually, there were events, you know, happening in town. I mean, this has kind of been a year of COVID where everything came to a standstill. But there were times when we did announce things. Gosh, I could have announced Central Coast Women for Fisheries is doing their albacore enchilada fundraiser. Great, green and red albacore enchiladas available. It supports Central Coast Women for Fisheries and all the good that they do. Check it out on Facebook, because I know it's mid-June. I can't remember. I think middle Saturday in June, something like that. And you do need to pre-order those. So things like that, community-based, certainly anything that maybe you ran across that was an interesting item about planning issues. But it's general. It can be general. So always happy to hear if you've got any, you know, anything you want to share. Women's March stuff that's going on. It's just that this past year especially, things have been really limited.
Yeah, because there's a couple of community events coming up, but they're, I was like, oh, is this the right time? Is this what we do here? Because I know, you know, City Council, and they announced upcoming community events and whatnot. And it's exciting because events are starting to develop. You know, we've got the Marine Swap Meet coming up on the 26th in June and whatnot. So I know, I'm sorry, I'm like totally swapping the agenda, like that should have happened. We should have been saying this at the beginning. So I won't go any further, but I just need a clarification on that. So thank you so much.
Yeah. And you know, if there's something you want to announce, I think probably the rest of the commission, it's going to be a short meeting. So the rest of the commission would be happy to hear, and the community. I do feel like it's an opportunity because we're live on TV to the massive viewing audience that I'm sure we have. But it's a way, these shows repeat, it's a way to get information out. So if there's anything else you want to share, I would be comfortable if you wanted to go ahead now.
I'm unmuted. So the Marine Swap Meet is on the 26th. That starts at 8 o'clock, and it's located behind the Maritime Museum here by the stacks. So if anyone wants to check it out, it's a great fundraiser for the Harbor Department. Here in Morro Bay. And the other one, I'm only saying these because they happen in June and won't have another meeting. So the other one is for Project Surf Camp. They're actually having, it's a barbecue potluck and blood drive at the Movement for Life Physical Therapy. It was originally San Luis Sports Therapy. So if you're familiar with that location on Shasta, they're having that on, the date. Sorry, everyone. What is the date? It is going to take place. Don't I have it here? Well, you know what? I'll just have to skip that. But, the 25th, I apologize. So from noon to 4 o'clock on the 25th of June, and they're going to have a huge raffle. So you can buy tickets anytime ahead of time at Movement for Life. But it all goes towards a really great organization here in Morro Bay. Project Surf Camp helps children and adults of all abilities overcome challenges and fears out on paddleboarding and surfing. It's just a really great organization that we have right here locally. So that's it.
Very cool. And I see Mike has his hand up.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to say that this is my second meeting in 3 weeks. So I was trying to keep up with everything, but I'm just glad I could make it. But one of the things I did have a chance to do is talk to Bill and about the community benefit committee, subcommittee, you know, and the beauty about still living part-time in the Bay Area and in San Luis Obispo is the fact that there's so much going on in the Bay Area right now, but the city council finally approved the Google project that's been going on, the development project in downtown San Jose. It started with the Planning Commission. And as part of the approval process, they're going to be awarding over $200 million of public benefit money with that project. And the mayor and the council called it a transformative project for the city. So this is what we were talking about, I think, last time. This is the biggest project of this nature that's ever happened in San Jose. You know, the whole redevelopment of downtown San Jose all at once by a big company like Google. But it happened to talk about things like community and public benefit. So as part of the subcommittee, I'm trying to pull a lot of this stuff together. I told Bill we used to be part of the American Planning Association. I was part of that for 8 years. And the beauty of that organization is the fact that they would send you all this literature about everything that's going on in the country, small city, big city. It didn't matter what city. What you got to do is read about what was going on in that city and how they were planning out that city. So I look forward to, maybe since we don't have a second meeting this month, getting a hold of Joe and then getting a hold of our public participant and starting to work on this and come up with our priority list of community benefits and, you know, working towards something like this. This is a great model that, you know, and the irony is it just came out like 5 days ago, this article. It came out on May 27th. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal here. So this is kind of like what happened with the stadium when I was in Santa Clara. So I think we ought to look at stuff like this as we plan forward for our community. So that's just my input. I look forward to calling Joe. Yeah. So I'm going to make a copy of this for everyone. I've got the article right in front of me, but I'd like everyone just to kind of get a feel for what this kind of stuff is. And I'll be getting as much of this stuff as possible for the subcommittee, for us to study and come up with our own approach, you know.
Great.
You know, no communities are the same. No right. Two communities are the same.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Mike. And I guess so you would run that through Scott, the information, Scott, sure. and then he can distribute it to us.
Yeah, definitely send it to me, Mike, and I'll distribute it.
Yeah, and in fact, when I responded to the public participant, I can't remember his name, I did CC Scott to make sure. I just said I look forward to working with you.
That's Sean Green? Yeah.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah. Again, it's been 3 weeks and I've had two meetings and I think I've gotten 5,000 names on my to-do list and, you know, just a lot of work in 3 weeks. So, but I look forward to this for sure. I look forward to this for sure.
Yeah, okay? This to me is really exciting.
Yeah, great work. Thank you. Yeah, excellent.
All right. Any other planning commissioner comments here? We'll move on to Joe. Yes,
Scott. You know, with respect to that news last week about the wind generation proposal and all that, will the Planning Commission be involved in any of that?
They're opening the call area up, and then they're going to be receiving bids on it and qualified. Was it 13 or 16? Different entities that would be bidding on it potentially. So what the idea, at least from the ones that we've talked to, you know, is that they would, it'd be located 25 to 30 miles off of San Simeon, but would connect to the grid through Morro Bay and really into the PG&E switchyard that sits behind the power plant, main power plant building there. And in fact, there is a water outfall there that was for the plant that we own right up to the boundary of the Vistra property. And so the idea would be that they would bring in the lines that connect the wind farm to PG&E basically through that outfall structure. And then it goes into the Vistra power plant site. And those tunnels take it to within about maybe 150 feet of the PG&E switchyard, and then that's how they would connect into the grid. Kind of an interesting, you know, project, you know, given the sort of synergy between the battery project that we have in-house and then having wind out there. It would be one of the, you know, either just, you know, from a renewable energy standpoint and a green concept, sounded pretty interesting. And so that's where that's going, and that part of it that comes into the city would be what goes in front of the Planning Commission, and whatever additional infrastructure that would come with that would be what we would be potentially issuing coastal development permits for. There's certainly the potential that, depending on how they do that, that there's a consolidated permit that's issued through the Coastal Commission. It's just, we're not there yet. We're pretty far off.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike, do you have your hand up again?
Yeah, and I'm glad Joe brought that up because that actually was in the San Jose Mercury on May 26th. I was really surprised by that because I had never heard about that, you know, that project before. But that would be another thing that maybe may wait, make its way to the Planning Commission. And same thing would be to, I asked, same thing when I was on the phone with Bill, I asked him, are you aware of anything that the city of Morro Bay would be getting as part of that project? Right? Here we go again for community benefit or, I mean, it's coming. It says on here, we'll be in Morro Bay, at least in the article I have, you know, we'll be located off Morro Bay. And I'm all, the first thing that comes to mind is, so what does Morro Bay get out of this?
Yeah, I mean, right? it's technically not, the wind farm isn't going to be located off of Morro Bay. The call area is off of San Simeon.
Yeah.
And it's far enough out to where, you know, like from the beach or whatever, you can't see it. It's past the curvature of the earth.
Sure.
Sounds designed.
Well,
not, but it, the connection would be here.
Yeah. You know what? I would, Scott, I would still put it on my list of potentials. You know, that's always something we could potentially, you know, it may come down. So I'm going to put that like on a little potential list of things that will be happening that happen to be Morro Bay related.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wish for anything at this point, but we got to keep our eye on that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think one of the big issues with that sort of thing, Mike, has been to make sure that it doesn't cause any harm. So our fishing fleet is quite involved in keeping up with what's going on with that. And I would assume there's a certain amount of tax dollars that are generated when we transmit the energy, but I don't know enough about all of that. It may be a more benign kind of benefit.
And Susan, I am aware of that. And the fact that PG&E is that company, right? They would be the utility, and they are able and capable of giving money to communities like us. I worked for the Public Utilities Commission for 12 years, so I know how that works, that process. So that's why I put it on my watch list, mm-hmm. because PG&E is that, it's a privately held public utility who can give away money on a dime, just as long as it's, you know, meets its requirements, right? So all I'm saying is I'm not giving up on it because PG&E is involved.
Right.
And Morro Bay is involved, so there's the possibility. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
Excellent.
But I understand the part about not wanting to, you know, do any harm. That's why it's so far out. But that doesn't mean we can't tap into something.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Joe, did you have something?
I was thinking. You know, there's so many people in Morro Bay who have, you know, such a regard for marine mammals of all sorts, and I imagine the first thing that came to mind was, oh gosh, the otters and the elephant seals and the whales. I remember when the Castle Wynn representative was first talking about it several years ago, and the floating platforms attached to the sea bottom by chains, to keep in mind that each link in the chain is going to be about 10 meters in diameter, in circumference. So it gives you an idea of the scale of these things, at least for the mammals, it won't
right, be right.
in danger.
Pretty impressive stuff. Okay, moving on to community development director comments. Scott, have you got anything else?
I don't have anything else. We're just not going to have the next meeting. We should have stuff teed up for the first meeting in July, though.
Excellent. All right. Well, this was a really quick meeting, and pleased to see everybody. Hope you all have a good June, and we'll see you in July. This meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Have a great evening. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.